At 7:06, city is clear. 18 degrees this morning in Tulsa. We should warm to 48 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. In Washington, D.C., for the inaugural address were members of the Cherokee Tribal Council. Tribal spokeswoman Amanda Clinton says they took part in a tribal ball.
Partaking this atmosphere with other tribal leaders and being able to meet with our delegation while we're here and just, you know, really fully partake in everything that goes on during the inauguration.
Tulsan Sally Frazier was also there. She's been to many such events over the years. However, she says this may be her final journey, at least for a while.
This may be my last until Hillary's sworn in, and then I'll have to bring my granddaughters back for that one.
She says she was impressed with the makeup of the crowd gathered for yesterday's speech in Washington. Reports of rape are up in 2012 from the previous year by 14%. Domestic Violence Intervention Services, Angela Brown.
Well, in 2011, we had 435 rape exams, and then in 2012, it went up to 489.
She says there were more cases of stranger rapes reported last year, but it's difficult to tell whether that means there were more attacks or just more people chose to report the attacks. We go in detail on the story coming up at 7:35 this morning here on KWGS. A Southwest Airlines flight from Kansas City to Houston diverted to Tulsa after crew members smelled smoke in the cabin of the aircraft. A Southwest spokeswoman in Dallas says flight number 254 with 76 passengers and a crew of five on board landed safely at Tulsa International about 9:15 yesterday morning. There were no injuries. Tulsa holds its largest Martin Luther King Day parade ever. Riding in the parade this year and this year's recipient of Keeping the Dream Alive honor is community activist Nancy McDonald. Now, she was instrumental in integrating the Tulsa schools.
As Martin Luther King said, black and white children can go to school together and they will get along, and we demonstrated that that would work at Burroughs Little School in 1971.
With 3,000 participants and 247 entries, Tulsa's annual event is one of the largest Martin Luther King Day parades in the nation. More Oklahoma teenagers are hanging tough in high school. Our dropout rate is among the lowest in the nation at 2.4%. A new report shows that Oklahoma's rate is well below the national average. Oklahoma Senate members promising instantaneous access to research material and live coverage of committee meetings in the upcoming session. The Senate Appropriations Committee Chair, Clark Jolly of Edmond, announced a new Senate website, and he says it will also help with overflow meetings.
Many times I know that we see instances where people come in and that the rooms will be packed and have tons of people in it, and we just don't have a lot of overflow. Hopefully this will increase our ability to have these cameras streaming.
The first test should come later this week when the budget process begins with performance hearings. Our weather forecast: sunny and warmer today with a high of 48, clear and above freezing tonight, 33 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 60. Thursday, cloudy and cooler with a slight chance of some rain and a high of 45. On Friday, skies will clear. We will be at 48 degrees. And on Saturday, plentiful sunshine, but a high of only 43. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation across northeast Oklahoma. Now, at 7:10, it is clear and 18 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.